This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on coalitions in all shapes and sizes are fraught with potential and peril. Having listened carefully to the presentation on the work of the Central Slovakian Coalition, Together There Is More of Us, I was especially curious about the workshop led by Melody Lopez, Executive Director of the New York Civic Engagement Table, whose work seemed largely to be creating, servicing, and directing coalitions of all shapes and sizes in various regions of New York State. Lopez described her operation as a permanent coalition, something like an alliance of a host of 50 groups, including large, well-resourced organizations and grassroots groups. There are two tables, as she called them, the larger one that does non-political work and the smaller one with about 15 active groups that does political work. They work in four regions of New York State, including the city, of course, and Long Island, with a developing region along the Hudson River. Their non-political work focuses on civic engagement, meaning nonpartisan voter registration and GOTV work, data, and tool development. They support a host of coalitions with their five-person team, ranging from the Fight for 15, the Alliance for Quality Education, where ACORN was a founding member along with the Teachers Union, and on to an array of other issue-based concerns. They lead more of the work on the political side, from what I understood. As she made her presentation, Lopez listed a wide variety, a wide range of garden variety coalitions. Permanent ones like The Table are just that and see their work as ongoing. Her coalition is currently going through something she described as an alignment process to make sure there was clarity on what we have always called the rules of engagement, meaning not only goals and objectives, but the process itself, from soup to nuts, celebrations to internal conflict management. They are especially working on making sure there is baseline agreement on the coalition's theory of change. But by her reckoning, there are temporary or ad hoc coalitions which spring up for an intended purpose, geographical coalitions like the one they're constructing in the Hudson River Valley, and issue-based coalitions that focus on issues across a specific footprint, issue-based coalitions like those on immigration, living wages, and so forth. The discussion went to another level during the question and answer period. Listening to a query from the Together Coalition, Lopez almost seemed to be pulling a quote from the movie, There Will Be Blood, when she flatly answered one question by saying, there will be conflict, making clear that recognizing the inevitability of conflict was a key ingredient in whether coalition survived. In answer to another question, despite all of the high-minded goals of various coalitions and their interest in building power and change, she was also adamant that coalitions were fundamentally transactional and based on the barter of self-interest among the members. There was skepticism concerning the ability of coalitions to operate on perfect consensus and whether they could survive if members didn't have an opt-out or smaller leadership team that recognized the different size and contribution of some coalition members with somewhat weighted votes that also allowed the coalition to prevent any single member from blocking consensus. After doing sales and promotion on the value of coalitions, Lopez was not putting sugar in anyone's espresso when the discussion turned to the mountains to climb in order to achieve success. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.